Freeman Show with Anthony Lima.
Second and 7, 42 seconds to go. Daniels has time. Deep shot. Wants Deami Brown, who has it. Touchdown. Deami Brown beating Martin Emerson. That is a touchdown for the Commanders. A deep shot, and it's 23-3. Little end around Terry McLaurin on the first play of the third quarter. McLaurin. Ball out! Ball out! And picked up by the Browns! J.O.K. delivered a shot to McLaurin, and M.J. Emerson falls on it. First play of the third quarter. The Browns have the football. Watson operating out of the gun. Pumps the leg. Takes the snap. Gives to Foreman running left. They couldn't get lined up. Somebody was moving. The Browns going to back up. They had it first and goal on the 2. It's going to be first and goal on the 7. 13-15 remaining. Third quarter. Deshaun to throw. Deep drop. Steps up. Deshaun now spins out of a tackle and dropped hard. He is hit at the 9-yard line. Fourth and goal on the 8. Now Cooper's got his hands out, and Stefanski standing on the field. They want the play clock.
They're going to have to reset. Take another timeout.
And Stefanski is apoplectic on the sideline. Fourth and goal. You're down 3 touchdowns.
You either take the timeout or you take a delay of game and just kick field goal.
Delay of game. Offense. 5-yard penalty.
And they're going to kick the field goal.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
They're going to lose 34-13. That is a final. They go to 1-4. They were so close these last 2 weeks. Made mistakes and couldn't pull it out at the end. When they had an opportunity at the end, there was no opportunity here at the end. Not at all.
This is Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network. So it's like when you got, like, maybe I can use a Simpsons analogy. I got one kid who gets A's and you can put those up on the fridge. And I got another one that takes all my attention because they keep messing up. They're goofing off. And they can't do anything. I got Lisa Simpson.
We'll go
I got
with Lisa.
Bart Simpson.
Let's go with Lisa.
Lisa deserves it. The good one deserves it. The one that's done well deserves the attention today. So, Owen, you've done a hell of a job, but I think you're going to do even a more hell of a job here for a second because we're not starting with this garbage. I'm not going to start with that slop that happened yesterday. The quitting effort of everything. We're not starting with that. We're going to start with something good.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
And Kwon rifles one to right field. That is going to be off the top of the wall. Kwon into second base with a double. And if there was any wonder if Kwon's timing and rhythm was off, he just answered that question. 3-2. Ramirez on the ground. That's fair. And it hits the bag. It bounces down the left field line. Kwon is in. Fry to third. An RBI double for Jose Ramirez. 1-0 Guardians. He's got two of them right here as Lane Thomas turns on one. Deep in the left. There she goes. Lane Thomas, a 3-run blast. 5-0 Cleveland before there is an out recorded in this game.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Tigers down to their last out. Fly ball left field. Quad is under it. And the Cleveland Guardians put game one in the books. Class A finishes it out. Largest shutout win in a postseason game in Guardians franchise history.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of TBS and Big Wings for your Cleveland Guardians on Saturday afternoon. Thank goodness for Owen and Mitch. Thank goodness for Tone. I was on the phone with you middle of the third quarter yesterday, and you says, you know what, let's just duck guards. They're the ones that deserve it, and you're damn right they're the
absolutely
ones that deserve it.
Absolutely. A no-brainer, really.
I was, because it had been such a layoff, I was like a little bit nervous about the game yesterday because it was so long. And so you watch these other teams, and what you do, you watch your opponent build momentum. You watch them build momentum. Like, they go to Houston, and they win both the games in Houston. It's a clean three-game sweep, however you want to say it. It's a clean sweep of a three-game series. And you're seeing just the great things said about them. They're a good young baseball team. And then the way that we come out, like, as I'm nervous because I'm like, well, you know, like, the other team, there's so many good things saying. We've just been practicing over the last week where I haven't had a chance to say – I've been saying great things about the Guardians. I haven't had a chance to hear a lot of great things about the Guardians. And so then for them to come out the way they did yesterday, play so well, it was fantastic. It was on Saturday. It was fantastic to see. The crowd was excellent. The team was excellent. Stephen Kwon to start things off the way he did. And Lane Thomas's home run. later in that baseball game to put it away to make it 7-0. I mean, to really, truly put it away to make it 7-0. There were some people saying they'd kind of take back what they said about him in August. It's been a hell of a run for the guy. This is a great, great way to start that series.
Yeah, I kept thinking to myself, man, this city, we haven't been puffing our chest out about this baseball team the last even 3 weeks of the year when we were starting to take off with the division, when it got all the way down to where we were no longer in any kind of command with their situation in the division. They kind of took advantage of everything that was going on in the division the last few weeks. And I'm like, why aren't people confident? Why aren't people puffing their chest? If this was any other Cleveland team that had the best record or one of the best records in the entire American League at this stage of the year, they should be going nuts. Well, I think it was a we'll believe it when we see it in the postseason. And now in one inning against the red-hot Detroit Tigers. That was supposed to be such a factor. Well, they're red-hot.
They were red-hot.
And they did a great job in the wild card. And they took advantage of the Houston Astros. They decimated them. But you know what?
Given,
it's a new series. They even had a layoff, too. I mean, we had a weak layoff. But the Tigers had a little bit of a layoff. And so we got to Saturday. That was packed. I had so many. Apparently nobody knows what I do sometimes on Saturdays. All my buddies are like, where are you? Let's get down to this bar. I'm like, well, I'm in Akron, but after you guys have fun.
Can I just say this, and I know you aren't going to accept it because I know how you are. After the Guardians game, I did tune into the Akron BG game. I thought you did a remarkable job. Can I just say that?
Oh, that is so nice of you.
I'm getting a lot of the stuff about what's his name, the tight end.
Harold Fannin Jr.
I'm getting a lot of stuff about him, but I was there.
We're getting ready to go on the air and everything, and we go up 5-0, and I'm like, okay, my job here is done. We're gonna be okay. We're not gonna fall into the doldrums of so many like
Harvey Keitel. It's gonna be okay. You're not gonna die.
Yeah, because I thought that there was a lot of anxiety. Just from all my buddies that were there, from what I was seeing on social media, just anxiety that the Red Hot Tigers were going to continue that momentum. And then if you get down one game, you got Skubal in the second game, and the rest is history. Instead, they came out and they clobbered them. And it was a beautiful sight. It was so awesome to see.
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of a relief. And then, because once it's like 1-0, then 2-0, then 5-0. And things started off so well. They continue to go well. Tanner Bibee, I thought, obviously everybody thought was great. Bullpen was great. I thought it was a chance to kind of show off the bullpen a little bit to that national audience that's watching and took in the games. It was an enjoyable experience throughout to see the way that they were able to come through. You know, Hunter Gaddis being out there, Tim Herron being out there, Cade Smith, our wonderful Canadian friend, doing a wonderful job there. It was great.
They gave up 4 hits in a playoff game.
They were all, by the way, by Tanner Bibee, scattered over 4 2/3. So it was great. What I think that today, though, becomes, today kind of, in so many words, becomes the series for Detroit. Like, you have your best pitcher pitching. Tarek Skubal's no messing around. He ain't no BS. This guy's really good. He's a Cy Young leader and might end up winning it in the American League. This guy's no BS. If they can't beat us today, I think that's it, because I've said those things before and I've ended up being an idiot about it. But it's as good a chance as you're going to have.
Can I say if they win today, the series is over?
Well, it should be. It should be. I'll go that far. I won't say that it absolutely is, but I'll say that it should be the series if they were to win today, because they don't have anything. They got good pitching. They got decent pitching over there. Don't get me wrong, but they don't have anybody like Tarek Skubal, and if you get to him today, it's 2-0. It's a 5-game series. You should be able to put them away later on in the series.
Absolutely. That's why I thought the pressure was on us on Saturday and in those situations in the past. Any Cleveland team. I mean, it just there is a feeling that when the pressure is on, you know, there's always been this feeling outside of the LeBron years that we melt under pressure. That we, for whatever reason, whatever team, you pick a team that we have done. That doesn't mean every single time across the board, but I do think there, I don't know if it's a stigma, I don't know if it's a psyche of Cleveland sports fans. When we're supposed to be the team that wins, we get a little nervous about those situations, and especially the way the matchups were, where you knew that Skubal was going to be there in game two, and then if there was a game 5, you'd be going up against him twice in 4 games if you were down 1 game. that's why the pressure was on us. And you know what? Guys like Stephen Kwan, guys like Jose Ramirez, they didn't melt under the pressure. It was the opposite. They seized the moment. Yeah. And how awesome is it to have guys that can do that? Seize the moment. A rookie manager in his first game. Hey, they took all the stress out of it. He didn't have to make any big moves in that game. And they seized the moment. It was awesome. And now, with a one-game lead, I think they really do. They have a chance to put this series almost out of reach later today. And I feel good about it. I don't feel good about going up against Skubal just because. But kind of why not? It is baseball. There's no reason why we can't come together and win today's game and put this nice Detroit story that has been permeating baseball, get hot at the right time, and wow, look at these Tigers, the no-one-believed-in-us Tigers. Yeah, we can silence that today.
So how did you take it in? Because I know you had to do the game. So did you watch? Like, it was basically finished by the time you got the broadcast. So did they have a TV in there?
Yeah, every time
it's a wonderful looking stadium. I imagine it did.
We had the tablet working. The internet was working. Everything was golden. Everybody, all the suites, because it was their homecoming, so people are in the suites ahead of time. So they had the game on. So it wasn't like there was a shortage of TV screens with the Guardians on, and it felt like it. It was. It's that time of year. It's October. There should be great postseason baseball on. All over the city.
It was a really cool atmosphere. So we got to the games. Can I just to tell the experience?
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about something you hate hearing about real quick. We got there and I go, man, the PA guy is really good. Like, usually that's just a sign up thing. The parents sign up and they can be chains, PA, the whole thing. I got there and we were at a home game, thank God. And I said, the PA guy's really good. Here he was, the PA announcer for Bedford. Really, really nice guy. And he was really good. And we got the fifth and sixth grade game going, and he was doing updates as the game was going on, so it sounded outstanding. So he's like, bottom of the first inning, and like he did the whole thing. And by the time, he kept having to update it. Like, between plays, it went from 1-0, 2-0, then like three plays later, it was like 5-0. I was like, wow, this is an incredible experience. And we looked at each other and go, TJ goes, I DVR'd it. I go, well, I don't know if you got a DVR now. I says, you go back and see how it happened if you want to, but here we are. And then I got back to the house, listened to it a little bit, watched the rest of it. It went back and watched the first inning. It was therapeutic, to say the least, and it was good to see a team in Cleveland do well over the weekend.
And it took the tension out of it.
Yes, it did.
I know baseball playoffs, the best thing, like the way the Phillies won, like the walk-off and all that stuff, but it was great to not even have to concern yourself with any of that, to just relax on a beautiful Saturday.
I totally agree. Walk-offs are a great story, but when it's my team playing, I'd rather just win 7-0. If I can win 7-0 every single game, I'm not going to apologize for how they win a World Series if that were to be the way it goes. 216-474-0092. Andy Medina, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Ken. Good morning. It's been a while since I talked to you guys. I knew it. I knew when I tuned in this morning, because I put myself on a little sports detox. I said, my guy Ken's going to start the show the way it should go with our Gardos. The best run franchise in all of professional sports. I don't care what anyone says about the Dolans. But here we go. We are sweeping the Tigers, and I want the Yankees. Bring on the Yankees, because
Louise,
you know it.
Are you doing this already? Come on now.
Yes.
Andy,
you know
geez,
it,
Louise, you
it.
Can't do this. What are you doing? Ken, you can't
you
do this
about?
Already. Andy, Lord, it's the first call out of the box you're saying about the Yankees. I'm not even going to say it because I'm afraid that he's going to go over here and he's going to record me saying it. I'm not even going to say it. You can't do that.
I want the Giants.
Andy.
We've had these historic series against
Andy,
the Giants, whether it's the Nets and Jabba Chamberlain.
Andy, the only way, if they go out there and they were to lose to the Yankees, I have to dox you so people get their comeuppance for you. I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do it. It's illegal. I cannot sit there and put out your entire identity, like my identity's out there where they could go after me. You can't just make these guarantees, Andy.
I can make these guarantees because on May 8th, I had a feeling. $30 to win the World Series, pays $1,100, and then a small little wager, Guardians over Phillies in the World Series, $1 pays $301. And I'll tell you what, we get to the fifth inning with allowing less than two runs, game's over. I don't even care if we're down 2-0, because this team's a grinded-out team. We made the right call with whatever happened with Tito. God bless him for 10 years. But this is a magical season. This feels different than even 2016. You have to admit it. It feels even different than 2016.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit it, Andy, and thank you very much
for
the call.
2017 is the year I thought we were going to win it all.
I'm not going to do that.
2017 was the year I thought was going to be magical, and we lost three straight, and it was a part of losing eight straight playoff games. That is why Saturday was so important. You know, being able to get off the bugaboo and get off to a great start in the series, and now feel like you have command in that series, especially, my God. They go out today, yeah, and they find any run support whatsoever. They give themselves a shot. This is going to be beautiful. And yes, then I will think, I'll agree with Andy, that you are going to sweep Detroit if you win today.
Yeah, but I just can't say bring on the you-know-whos. I can't do that. Andy can do it, but he's just, I can't give his last name. I can't give what he does. That's unfair, because they're going to want their retribution if it doesn't go that way. Because then you think you put the Maloik on him, and you can't do that.